Politics is plainly at play regarding an upcoming confirmation vote for Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. Let's learn how the public rules on this matter with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, Pennsylvania is a case study of the partisan divide. Democratic Senator Bob Casey threatens a filibuster, to which Senator Pat Toomey warns the Republican majority will, quote, do what it takes to ensure Gorsuch's ascendancy to the top court. Where does the public weigh in?
We've asked Americans, Dave, about most Supreme Court nominees recently put forth by presidents, including Gorsuch. 45% of Americans say that the Senate should vote in favor of him, 32% not in favor. You know, that's not that out of line with how Americans have reacted to other recent nominees, like Elena Kagan, almost exactly the same percent. She was, of course, nominated by Obama back in 2010, said that she should be confirmed. So when you look across all of the nominees that we've tested, Gorsuch a little lower than average, but basically Americans tilt in favor of his being confirmed in a highly partisan way, of course.
Interesting. I read recently that when last year Republicans decided to ignore Obama's nomination of Merrick Garland, it cost them nothing politically, despite the polls showing support for hearings and a vote for him.
Well, we'll wait and see what happens, of course, with this current nominee. Republicans overwhelmingly want him to be confirmed, 74%. And that's interesting because it shows that Americans, when we ask this question, are clearly aware of the fact that he is a Trump appointee. Democrats, only 21% say that he should be confirmed. So how this all plays out politically for the various members of Congress, the Pennsylvania Senate delegation, as you were just talking about, I think remains to be seen.
Pulling back from this particular matter, is there a sense of how Democrats think they should deal with the Trump administration going forward?
Yeah, this is very fascinating. We have asked a question in the past, and I think we've even talked about it, about generically, should people in Congress go along, that is, compromise in order to get things done, or should they stick to principles? And historically, back when we had the Tea Party very much in favor and slowing down, shutting down government, we had Democrats saying that members of Congress should compromise rather than sticking to principle. Republicans more likely to say stick to principle. Well, we just asked that question now just about Democrats. We said, and we ask all Americans this question, should Democrats in Congress compromise with President Trump in order to get things done, or should they not and stick to principles? Well, lo and behold, now we've had a flip. Democrats nationally, strongly, a majority of Democrats say that Democrats in Congress should stick to principles and not compromise with President Trump. While Republicans, of course, say the Democrats should. So, where are we? Well, we've got a looming shutdown of government up and coming near the end of April, and clearly rank-and-file Democrats are saying to their people, their representatives in Congress, don't compromise.
Let's put that looming shutdown aside for a moment, and this must have been an interesting challenge for Gallup, polling Russians about Russia.
We have done that for many years. In our Gallup World Poll, we interview all around the world, and we interview in Russia. We've asked about, in particular, the leader, Vladimir Putin. And right now, I can tell you, these are data based on 2016 interviews. It takes a while for us to process those, but 81% of Russians say that they approve of the job Vladimir Putin is doing as president of Russia. And that stayed high, actually, for the last 3 years. Putin got a rally effect, a bump, as it were, when Russia invaded Crimea. Russian approvals of Putin went up, and they've stayed up very high since that point.
Though if you look back over the past 8 years, it's ranged from a high of 85%. The low was 54%, and I'm not sure what the Russian equivalent of a Brady effect would be, but is there a chance that some respondents were afraid to say anything but positive things about Putin?
Well, that's a good question, Dave. We use Russian interviewers who are very professional and do interviewing all the time in Russia, market research individuals, firms that we hire and do that. But it's very difficult for us to know exactly what's going through Russian respondents' mind, even if they're given the promise of anonymity when they answer that question. All we know is, based on asking the question, over 8 out of 10 say yes, they approve of Vladimir Putin.
Were Russians just as forthcoming and positive when asked to evaluate their economy or, say, corruption?
That's an interesting point. They were clearly quite willing to say there was corruption in Russian government. Widespread corruption, those are the two words we use. 75% of Russians say yes, there's widespread corruption in Russia. And that's not uncommon. A very high percent of Russians have said there is corruption for many years now.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.